family, welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DTA, aka 509 Reasons. All right, man, let's get busy. Some of y'all are not going to like this. Let me just start off by saying, men like gifts too. We don't expect it. We don't be bugging people about it. But if you give us gifts, we don't mind it. We appreciate it. We remember when people give us stuff because you know why? We don't always get stuff. Mainly, I'm speaking about women gifting men. So, on Instagram, Twitter, there's this particular woman who was talking about going on a date with a man, first date, and she was talking about making a first impression. So, for those who haven't seen the video, let me just go ahead and play that video for you. So that way you have a gist of what's going on and where we're gonna go from here, all right?
Hey you guys, so I wanted to give you guys a quick little tip on how to make a first impression last. Okay, so I've been talking to someone for literally like 2 days now and we decided to have our first meetup, link, date, whatever you wanna call it. And just through our conversation, I know for a fact he is an avid cigar smoker. He enjoys a good cigar over a glass of brandy or whiskey. I can't remember which one, I think it was whiskey. But I picked up on that little mental note. And I remembered that my dad is an avid cigar smoker and he has a really nice collection. So before getting on the road for our date today, I decided to stop by my parents' house and actually pick up a cigar. And my dad actually threw in a cigar cutter. And my mom, being the mom that she is, was like, oh my God, Samara, you can't take it just like that and hand a cigar and a cutter, wrap it. And I'm like, well, what do I have to wrap it with? Her crafty self had some twine in a paper bag. So I wrapped his cigar in literally a paper bag I folded up and some twine, and I really hope this is a good first impression.
Listen, I think that would throw me, but in a good way, that would throw me off, right? Like, oh, I wasn't expecting this. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's a cigar. So, oh, snap, she was listening because she knows that I like cigars, and she brought me a cigar. It's that little effort, that attentiveness that got you like, okay, so she listens. Mind you, men are human beings just like women are. Y'all like that stuff. So why would y'all think that we wouldn't like that stuff? All right. So some of y'all got common sense and y'all know the game. Y'all know what it is. But here's where the main issue lies. The main reason that this particular video has been getting so much play lately online is because there have been other women who are bashing what she was doing. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of the term pick me, but I'm not going to hold you. I feel like pick me is like a cuss word. There's some women who will hate on other women for making an extra effort to appease a man so she can get chose. At the end of the day, we all trying to get chosen, whether you're a woman or a man. If she feels like she wants to make this effort, if it's authentic, and this is what she feels like she wants to do to get this particular person, this man, why not let her do that? Pay the business that minds you. Mind your own. If it ain't hurting you, if it got nothing to do with you, don't hate on her. Hurt people, hurt people. If it hasn't worked out for you, you can't tell her to not do that. It really costs her nothing to do what she did. Just to give the man a cigar, whatever it is. It's not like she's paying that man's rent. She's not buying him a car. She's not paying his phone bill or something. It ain't nothing. Come on, man. Like, it's the weirdest activity. So, it's the comments, right? Let's get into the comments. Sis, you doing a lot. You know I'm petty. I had to go on her profile. Single as shit. Understood why. More threads. This is bad advice because it looks like you're lacking that you have to bring a gift. That's your trying. My fault, y'all. It's not that I can't read. It's just they can't write. I'm like, where's the comma, the period? My fault. Back to the people that's mad. missing commas and periods and shit. This is bad advice because it looks like you're lacking that you have to bring a gift. That's you trying too hard. Even if your love language is gift giving, come on, or I'm sorry, come with but your enough self and nothing else until a relationship is established. Like this could, literally, I was talking to my homegirl the other day, and I guess she had that thought process of like, is she doing too much? And I literally told her, no, she's not. If you feel like it's in you to give something to someone, even if it's your friend or whatever, just think of it that way. If you feel it's in you to give somebody something, give someone something, do that. There's nothing wrong. It's such an innocent gesture. Another one. I'm the first impression. Gifts come after. But the gesture is cool. I like it. Just not doing it. Another one. This is cute for like date three. First date and only 2 days of talking. You need to learn from a man first. Some will appreciate, some will see this as an opportunity to see what else they can get. And no, this isn't the equivalent to bringing a woman flowers. Y'all men saying this want to be the woman so bad. Men should be courting, not women. Where's my COVID mask at? We're gonna use the buzzword toxicity. Ugh. It's the effort that counts. It's the thought that counts. And it's appreciated. Or you would hope it is. And if it's not appreciated, just know you're dealing with the wrong one. And just move on. And I would even call that a loss if you buying them a little something. It don't cost you nothing. That's what we all work for, right? But anyways, it's all about that first impression. You feel me? Listen to the stuff that the lady said in her video. The man said he likes cigars and cognac. If the man's saying things like this, does this seem like the type of man that's going to be needing something from a woman? Financially, usually, like, listen to that for real, though. Like, there's a reason she chose to go out on a date with this man. Maybe she sees this man has a particular type of taste. There's these little things that you have to pick up on conversations. Of course, men lie, women lie. But you know what I'm saying? But there's this particular things you just have to be able to pick up and know, like, okay, this person, you know, they got a little taste. They like to, you know, spend a little money because these things, he's not talking about bullshit. He's not talking about no E&J or exclusive, talking about Black and Miles. Come on now, like, you gotta pick up these signs. In the part where she says men should be courting, not women. I get the part where men have to be the hunters. I get that part. But there's some courting that comes from a woman's side as well. You have to want to be chose, right? You want to stand out. And I know some women won't like to hear the thought about competing with other women. But yeah, you are competing with other women. Unless that man put a ring on your finger. Unless that man is exclusively with you. That man is looking at other women. You know what I'm saying? The same way that, you know what I'm saying, you are looking at other dudes until it's official, right? So why not do something to stand out? And once again, we're talking about first impression. We ain't talking about too much right now. So the fact that this is a huge conversation, it throws me. You know what I mean? And like I said, this is women, basically, you know, and there's that talk of she's a pick me. Y'all hating on another woman because she wants to be happy. If she feels like she wants to make an extra effort so that way she stands out, in what way does it hurt her? You know what I'm saying? We would hope that, you know what I'm saying, that love gets reciprocated. Let's just hope that and hope for the best and then go from there. And if you offer negativity, mind yours. Get you some business. Come on, man. Go ahead and get you an LLC somewhere. Mind you some business. Stop hating a shorty, you feel me? But with all that being said, it was good to see that there was actually some women in there standing up for her. You know what I'm saying? So that was a good thing. Some women are standing up for their sister. You know what I mean? I just felt like I needed to point that out. Unless you offer some type of positive advice for her, get out of here. I just will say, hurt people, hurt people. If you've been hurt in the past, just say that. You know what I'm saying? It's very unfortunate. And hopefully, you know, in some type of way that gets resolved. But if you see someone happy, don't be trying to rain on their happy parade. That ain't fair. And that looks like hating. Don't be a JoJo. A JoJo. That's I created. That's a JoJo. Don't be a JoJo. And Joe is an acronym. J-O-E. Jealous One's Envy. Don't be a JoJo. And I want to say I invented the word Joe, the acronym Joe, but Fat Joe did that first. But Jealous One's Envy. Don't be a JoJo. Just know she did do an update video, giving us an update on the first date. And just so you know, I'm smiling because she's smiling. The fact that she's so happy, it makes me happy. And I don't understand. Why? How could anyone hate on that? That's it. But anyways, to the video.
So here's an update. He loved the gift. Loved it. He said he's never received like a gift on a first date ever before. So it really made me stand out. And we actually drove to a little point in Baltimore that is his favorite spot. It was by the water. And we actually stayed in the car because it was cold. But he showed me how to cut the cigar. He explained like the whole breakdown of cigars and how there's different levels. And we actually got to smoke the cigar. And he showed me how to smoke it properly because in the past, I used to choke. But he definitely told me, like, this made me stand out. And he's very appreciative for me just listening and picking up on little things. And he actually surprised me by taking me to a record store because I mentioned to him I was trying to grow my vinyl collection that I had. So he surprised me as well. And, yeah, ladies, I will keep you posted on this one because he's a good one.
See, what y'all think? So you heard that. And like I said, look at that smile. She's happy. She's happy and went well. Obviously, it went well for him, too. And then there's another date coming. You know what I'm saying? Listen, all these things we do when it comes to dating, these are called investments. She's putting an investment in her future. I'm not trying to make it that deep. I don't want you to think that hard into it. She's putting an investment on her future. She's hoping this investment comes to fruition. This is probably what it looks like when it comes to dating with purpose. But hopefully dude's on the same tip. But like I said, you heard dude was appreciative for that. Dude taught her how to smoke a cigar, you know what I'm saying? And that's an activity that they're doing together. This is them building a bond, you feel me? And then he surprised her by bringing her to a vinyl store. So not only was she listening, but so was he. It's these little details that was like, damn, okay. They took the time out to probably go research. She said she's building up a vinyl collection. Where's the vinyl store? She's probably never been there before. So let me go ahead and bring it to this store. You know what I'm saying? It's them little things. Them little things that people remember. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can remember the places that I've been brought to by females because it's not everybody that does that. I remember them particular things. I remember the things that I've been given to, that have been given to me by females. I remember these little things, and they count. If things are not working out for you, don't hate on your sister. Don't hate on your homegirl. Don't be calling girls pick-me's because they're making extra effort that you don't. Listen, there's things that you want to do, and there's things that they don't want to do. The same way there's things that she wants to do that you don't want to do. If she's smiling, she's happy, she got a good head on her shoulders, knows how to choose well, let her be. But don't be a hater. Don't be a JoJo. Stop calling girls pick-me's. Stop calling girls pick-me's. You're a straight-up hater. But anyways, man, that's all I had to say on this one. If you got, you know what I'm saying, got a little input, man, holla at me, man. You already know what it is. Stirring the Pot Talks on Instagram. STP Talks on Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Check me out on there. You know what I'm saying? Hit me in the DM. Let me know what you think. And I appreciate y'all for pulling up. You know what I'm saying? And as always, peace in. Stop hating on your homegirl. Stop calling her people.